This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. The Andy Parsons Show wants you. Call 0330 223 0200. Email studio at FUBARradio.com or tweet at FUBARradio and at Mr. Andy Parsons.
Boo, 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 boo. Yes, here we are, here we are. Andy Parsons live. Live with Amanda, the producer, on FUBAR Radio.
Hi.
Yeah, very good news, isn't it? Lovely being live, isn't it? Nice being live.
I prefer being live, I think, to the alternative.
Yes, definitely. So we have been pre-recorded before, but we are now live. We have lovely Laura on the tweets. She'll be and on the text and the phone at Mr. Andy Parsons on the Twitter, also at FUBAR Radio. So get involved. People got involved last week, didn't they?
They did get involved, and we appreciated that. So we did. But we want more.
Oh, we can't take enough. So
we literally can't.
So gongoozle, that was the word of the week last week. It was basically all of our contributors were supposed to get gongoozle into their reports, whatever they were doing. Now, we do have a star man, don't we?
We do.
Mr. Simon Thompson on London Live got it in two reports. Two reports, gongoozle. Gongoozle, for those of you who don't know what gongoozle is, means an idle spectator. Mr. Simon Thompson on London Live was no idle spectator.
He was not, but I can't say the same for the others.
No. Phil Blacker, our sports correspondent.
Forgot.
But to be fair, he's turned up on this show pissed before, so it's coming. It's coming, no surprise. Ian Dunn tried to have a go, but then was claiming that the report that he had to do was too serious, wasn't it? That's what he was claiming. He said it wasn't, didn't quite fit in.
It didn't fit in with
his... Gongoozle seemed to be, I don't know what he was discussing, handicapped sort of entrances or something, but he thought trying to fit in gongoozle was going to be too tricky. So so that hasn't worked out. And Helena, who's going to be on later, she basically went abroad, so she's going to be calling us...
That's no excuse.
...from Mexico. She said she tried to delegate to a friend. So next week, we will have Simon Thompson's two efforts to get gongoozle in. But we want word of the week this week, and we will be asking all of our people who are on, including Helena again, who's now got to get in gongoozle and whatever you suggest into next week's little bit of copy or report. She is a 3 a.m. girl on the Daily Mirror. So
she's about to be.
About to be, yeah. Is that right?
When it relaunches.
Have I got overexcited? She's only the 2 a.m. girl.
You've left the traps a bit early there. She's she's still at 1 a.m. at the moment.
She's building up. She's got to take a Red Bull or two, and then she'll be allowed the 3 a.m. slot.
She will be. Well, she's all transatlantic this week, though.
Yeah.
She's coming to us live and direct from America, where she's been hanging out at the X Factor judges' places.
Yeah, very good. So I'm sure she'll put it slightly more succinctly than that. But the X Factor judges' places.
So.
Their places. We're going to be talking about their
pads,
places.
Their cribs.
Very good news. So so maybe we should, obviously, we'll have a look at what's going on. But we want your word of the week, and we will put it to the correspondent, something equally as good as gongoozle. And obviously, you know, let's start off with our mishap of the week just to get people into the show. You know, this bright... I can't stand listening to radio when people are always happy. Everything's gone well for them in their beautiful lives.
Yeah.
So we're going to start off with, you know, what's really gone tits up this week for us and hopefully put you in the right frame of mind for the show. Do you want to go first or shall I go first?
I don't mind. Which would you prefer?
How big was your cock up? Mine was sort of a medium cock up.
Mine's just more of one of those ones where it happens. Then you're really angry with yourself, but
yeah.
But you know, it happens to everybody.
Turned it in on yourself. Well, let's go for you first.
All right,
let's
then.
Have yours.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm going to tell you a story, Andy.
Yeah.
I can tell you a story of my epic tube journey.
There we go. There's just got people into it. We've given them a little flavour there.
All right. Yeah. My epic tube journey. It should have been quite a simple tube journey, actually. Just from those of you that don't live in London, Angel to Oxford Circus. Quite straightforward, Andy, isn't it?
It is. I can do this. I'm going to do this one.
Go on.
You're going to go up to King's Cross, one stop, I would think.
Just
and
the
then,
one.
Then you're going to go down on, you've got a choice, but probably the Victoria line, I would think, down maybe four
That's
stops, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Three,
five
three
stops in total.
Something like that to get you to Oxford Circus. So, I got to King's Cross. Whee! Yeah. Well done, me. I did that one stop on the Northern line.
Yeah.
Then I got on the Victoria line. Sat there immersed in my own thoughts, as always.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't want to talk to people, not on the tube in
I
London.
I don't want to talk to people on the tube. I don't talk to people anywhere in London, really.
No. Well, you're doing the right job, obviously. Well, hang on. Go on.
So instead of going southbound, I found myself going northbound, realised at Finsbury Park.
Yeah.
That's where I live, incidentally. I live very close to Finsbury Park, because that's where I'd be getting off. Yeah. That's where I'd got on, you know, pretty much got on earlier, because I'd had to go to Angel for something.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I couldn't go home.
My sympathy now is getting less for you.
I've couldn't got, go home.
I had so much sympathy at the start of this.
Did you?
Yeah.
You hit it really well. So then I just run across the platform to go southbound. Phew, get on the train. Brilliant. So I sit there again, just kind of zone out as you do.
Yeah.
Till I realised that I was actually on the Piccadilly line going north. I was in Palmer's Green. Right. Now, if you don't live in London, you might not realise that's practically Middlesex.
Yeah.
It's a long way.
What were you going to Oxford Circus for?
I was going for a meeting.
Oh, okay.
So a meeting that I had to be on time for.
It wasn't shopping or anything like that you could do in Palmer's Green quite happily.
No, I could have gone to Wood Green if it was shopping. Could have gone to Wood Green. Yeah. Not that you'd want to. Yeah. But no. So it was a meeting that I kind of needed to be on time for. Yeah. Luckily, I'd given myself a lot of time to get there because I had a bit of time to kill anyway.
You know what you like on public transport as well.
Evidently, yeah, I need to give myself at least 2.5 hours to get to work every day.
Yeah.
So then I had to retrace my steps on the Piccadilly line, go back to Finsbury Park where I live.
Yeah.
Where we live.
Yeah.
Go back on the Victoria line, go southbound, and which is where I should have been in the first place. That whole journey took me an hour.
Yeah.
It should have taken me, 10 minutes?
Well, of course, don't zone out. That'd be my thing. When you're there waiting for that train, you commit yourself. Check it out.
That was my mistake, wasn't it?
Oh, goodness, yeah. Those bus apps are good, though, aren't they? I do like those bus apps.
The bus apps,
because you don't have to hang
good.
Around for a bus now. You just, I've got a bus stop at some of my house, and you just, you know, you're there, right? And you go, oh, it's 2 minutes ago. You nip out.
Yeah.
Woman opposite, she thinks I'm psychic. She doesn't know I've got the bus app, does she?
So
she
don't tell her.
No, that's right. She thinks I'm magic. So every time she sees me running out, she's rushing out as well, going, he knows.
So she must just wait for you to.
That's it. Yeah. Trouble is, if I'm not catching a bus that day, she has to stay in.
I thought you were psychic, I'd just get on the same bus.
Yeah.
And we'd
go in the wrong direction together.
So
it'd be perfect. So my cock up. I went on the Gruffalo Trail this week.
Right. Okay.
Oh yeah. Kiddie day out on Sunday. Right. So we're down at the Gruffalo Trail off the M3. Quite good. Quite good. You get to go and see the little mouse and the Gruffalo.
The
Gruffalo scared of him. That's the story. I've given it away now. But I'm guessing.
Is that a spoiler?
I'm guessing the little kids aren't listening. Right. So you get and he meets a fox. You get to see the fox. You go on a little trail. You've got to try and spot them all in the woods. Right. So you get the fox and the owl. The owl's quite
high
up.
This sounds awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant. Right. So and then it's Alice Holt Forest. Right. And you can take your bike along. So you take your bike along. I've got my little 3-year-old with me. He sits in the front, right? There's a little device. So they called them the Wee Ride, basically. And the Wee person sits in the Wee Ride. Well.
There
we go.
We're getting something here.
Here we go. End of the Gruffalo Trail, having had a little cycle round. I get the little lad out, thinking we've both had a lovely time. And there's sort of a few people at the end of the trail there, all looking horrified. I'm grinning away, have no idea. And then as I lift him out of the Wee Ride, I notice there's a big damp patch on the little lad there. So he has done a wee on the Wee Ride, right? And I said, oh, he's only recently potty trained, usually quite good. And I said, oh, what happened? And he said, oh, I got scared by the Gruffalo.
Oh, bless him.
And so we go, all right. And I said, have you finished? Or he says, no, I tried to save a bit. I didn't want to go, right? And I didn't want to say anything, right? So we rushed off to the loo, right? And I pull his trousers down trying to go. And, of course, he's so desperate to go.
He just starts weeing. Did you get any in the eye?
Let's not go into details, but it wasn't pleasant. So that was my mishap of the week.
I think you win.
The Gruffalo is too scary for 3-year-olds.
I think you win. I think sitting on a tube and going the wrong direction a few times probably isn't as bad as being covered in somebody else's
wee. Basically, my mishaps of the week are going to end up into parent fail every week, almost certainly. So let's have a look at what we've got on the show tonight. Now, hopefully people have gone, oh, well, my week was definitely better than being weed on the Gruffalo Trail. Yeah. So, because, I mean, obviously there's all these things, news in 60 seconds now, aren't there? News in 30 seconds. You can't do the news in 30 seconds. You can't. It just crass, basically, trying to attempt to do the news in 30 seconds. But you also think, actually, the more crass they make it, the more sort of, you know, you watch it, isn't it? If it was Ultra Crest, the news, then the way they go at the moment, they're almost going, aren't they? Sort of Iraq, and also Ukraine. And there's not much space for anything else, is it? Because Gaza, not again.
They might as well just say the end of the world is nigh.
What do you think, though, if they did say something like Ebola?